T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Ben Roethlisberger is someone that I feel like you can get home on and you can make him drift. Remember at the beginning of the year, we were talking about Justin Fields and how he was drifting backwards on plays because of pressure. Ben does the same stuff, but with less athleticism. He's going straight back. He still feels like he has enough arm to make these plays down the field. If you're Sean Desai and Matt Nagy, like, this is not, to me, this is not one of those games where in the game planning of it that you should play it safe. This strikes me as a game where if you win, you can at least lie to yourself and say you're back in the NFC playoff picture. And there's some legitimacy to that. If you lose, you know, it's all about continued development of Justin Fields. But I want to see them attack. Like, that's what I'd like to see the Bears defense do today. Attack Ben Roethlisberger. Make him prove it. Make him prove it. He's got a couple of receivers that I really like, but make that dude prove that he can make plays. Turn the heat up on him and see if he might not give you the ball.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. The Bears lost, but they kind of won. You've now seen two back-to-back performances from Justin Fields that should give you a lot of hope, in my opinion. It stinks that they lost the game, and it really stinks that the Bears had, what, 115 yards of penalties in the game. And yes, the referees were trash. The Cassius March thing, I'm doing the Rick Hahn thing. I go, the Cassius March thing for me, dude, you got your spin kick it. Yeah, get the spin kick and go. Like, we all celebrated the sack and then the spin kick. Spin kick, woo! Now, let's go over here. Let's go celebrate together. Nope. You walk towards the punter and you gave him an opportunity to give you a stupid penalty. And they took it. And it ends up wasting time. You don't lose because of that, but it ends up wasting time that may have been more valuable to you at the end of the game. Then there's the lining up offside stuff. What are we doing? Does the defensive line now need a get back coach? Get on back there. Is that what's happening? They need a get back coach? You just got to get back a half a yard. And when you needed to stop Ben, you couldn't stop him. Which stinks, because he's not good. Some of the things I was looking for happened in yesterday's game. Some of the things are just like, ugh. But here's the thing, though. The quarterback did some stuff yesterday. And that was fun. Herbie, I feel like we should celebrate it. Which way you want to go here? I mean, I actually, to me, it's like full celebration as far as I'm concerned. Because once they figured out, let's move the pocket and do some things and target Allen Robinson. You know, stuff that might make you a winner. I felt like even in a loss, Bears fans are like, ooh. You know how like Dave Gettleman was out there lying to people after Daniel Dimes' first game? We got ourselves a quarterback. You don't. Why hasn't anyone talked about Daniel Jones moving to receiver? Because the boy's got some scoots on him. But I don't want him quarterbacking my team. I do want Justin Fields quarterbacking the team.
It's time for the percolator.
Oh! Bears fans are doing after the game. After they, like, got over the loss, they're like, yeah, we lost, but we kind of won. That's a good way to start out the celebration right there. You get to have a little bit of fun. You get to be like, they might have a quarterback. Herbie, we give him a little bit of house. Can we hit him with a little bit of Shirley Caesar?
Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, creams, potatoes, creams. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
That's right. Whatever you needed. Rollouts? You name it. 50-yard bombs?
You name it!
You name it. Throws on the run to the end zone on a dime?
You name it!
Getting upfield and using your legs and 7 yards a carry?
You name it!
Whatever you wanted from the QB1 yesterday, at least in the second half, you got it.
But look at him! Look! Look!
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it! God damn it!
And we were all like, look, there's Allen Robinson! Oh my God! There's Allen Robinson! And he threw the ball to him! That was great. Oh, what's that? Marquise Goodwin using that Olympic speed and almost not catching it.
You name it!
But he caught it, and it was 50 yards. These were the chunk plays that Justin Fields had yesterday. You ready? 25-yard catch to Cole Kmet. A 39-yard catch to Allen Robinson. A 20-yard catch to Darnell Mooney. Also, a dime to Darnell Mooney on a touchdown. A 50-yard catch to Marquise Goodwin, and a 28-yard catch to Jimmy Graham. You name it. He did it. He did it yesterday, along with 45 yards on the ground. 17 of 29, 291 yards, a touchdown, a really great play by Cam Hayward on the interception, passer rating of 90, QBR of 54, which ranked 11th this week in the NFL. Fields being good and the team being bad. This is what we all expected. Bring on them brighter days. Justin Fields wasn't the only player that balled out last night. I'll explain next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Roethlisberger empty spread, takes the snap, has time, pumping. Oh. Edwards almost got him. They do finally bring him down. The sack is made, and it's Cassius Marsh, the ex-Steeler, in his Bears debut, gets to Ben Roethlisberger working off a block. Finishes the job, and
oh,
now
there's
a penalty marker. And please tell me that's not going to be a taunting on Marsh. Please tell me no. As the Steelers are getting ready to punt with 3:16 to go in the game.
Conclusion of the play. Taunting. Defense number 59. 15-yard penalty will create a first down.
Wow.
Highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. I think when it comes to taunting, I think there are very specific things that you can look at and say that rises to the level of taunting. Guys on the ground, another guy standing over them, that feels like taunting. I think that Cassius Marsh put himself in a position to be called for targeting. He did his spin kick, and Roquan, like, came over to him. He should have just turned around and went back with Roquan. Follow Roquan. You can't lose. But then he did the thing where he's like just kind of staring. And he didn't say anything. And the referee spoke about this after the game. Our good buddy Hogue, was the pool reporter. So here's how this works. They're not going to talk to all of us. There's going to be one designated reporter who's going to get there and then tell everyone what they said. And I'm glad that it was Hoger who was there to ask the questions. Here's the interaction between the two. Ready? What did you see after the sack by Chicago's Cassius Marsh in the fourth quarter that led to the taunting penalty being called? Corrente said, quote, "First of all, keep in mind that taunting is a point of emphasis this year. And with that said, I saw the player, after he made a big play, run towards the bench area of the Pittsburgh Steelers and posture in such a way that I felt he was taunting them," close quote. Hogue asked then, "There appears to also have been some contact between you and the player in question. Did that contribute to the penalty being called?" Corrente, "No, not at all. I didn't judge that as anything that I dealt with," close quote. By the way, what was with the hip check that Tony Corrente gave Cassius Marsh? That was bizarre, too. That's not inside the quote.
Isn't it, like, natural for a person, if somebody's coming towards you, to move out of the way?
Yes.
He moved into his way.
Yes. It also looked like he was throwing the flag, like he was reaching for it before. But still, what are you doing? Hogue goes on to ask, "The video showed that you had brief contact with the player and then you threw the flag, so that had nothing to do with the penalty being called. Currency, that had nothing to do with it. It was the taunting aspect." It's become it seemed like it had been de-emphasized, because usually that's what happens with NFL rules. Like, this is the new rule that we're doing this year. And then 3 weeks, 4 weeks into the season, they don't call it with the same level of ferocity or frequency that they do at the beginning of the season. And this weekend, I was sitting there going, man, you know, it feels like we've settled back in where there aren't a bunch of taunting calls that are being called. And whoop, there it is. Cassius Marsh. He of the David Lee Roth, might as well jump, kick. Go ahead, jump. Can Sammy Hagar, never mind. That's a discussion for a later date. It's so arbitrary. And in that moment, you have a referee stepping in. Like, that was Joe Westian. Watch this. Everyone look at me. Everyone look at me. I am Tony Corrente.
And there's no need for him to throw the flag in a demonstrative way. He's the one who's making the call. Just throw it on the ground.
Just drop it on the ground.
It's like, guys, I threw the flag. I don't need to be Errico Palacio for that and throw it up to the sky.
Apparently he did. He wanted to let you know, look at me. I'm Angel Hernandez. Look at me make a bad call. It is Tuesday. We do top fives on Tuesday. When we come back, my top five plays from last night's game. You'll want to hear it. It's next here on The Score.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Top 5 Tuesdays on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Top 5 Tuesdays.
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top 5.
Is it Tuesday?
Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
Is this The Lawrence Holmes Show?
You're damn skippy.
Then it's Top 5 Tuesdays on The Lawrence Holmes Show. Got it? Good.
Yeah, we like to do top 5s on Tuesday. Ordinarily, they're kind of silly. We talk about food or movies or music. Last week, we did soundtracks, which was great. A lot of people were mad because Above the Rim didn't make top five. Make your own damn top five then. But this week it was pretty easy. It's very straightforward, just the way Tony Corrente would want it. Our top five for today is top five plays in the Bears game. So let's have some fun and let's hear some highlights. Number five.
Right foot up in the air, asking for it. Fields, four-man rush, late blitz. Lofts it down the right side. Over the shoulder catch. It is caught by Allen Robinson. Tiptoes the right sideline and out of bounds. Inside the five. Nothing going to say he's out of bounds near the, 17? First down on third and two.
Yeah. It sets you up for something good. Allen Robinson, a 39-yard reception right there. Six targets for Robinson. And we all got to go, oh, my God, it's Allen Robinson. Robinson on the night, four catches, 68 yards, average 17 yards a catch. Ta-da! He can be a quarterback's best friend. It was fun to see him back in the offense yesterday. It's almost like there was an extra guy. Like all of a sudden the Bears made a trade and they had another receiver who could catch out there. Amazing what it looks like when Allen Robinson is a part of your offense. It means that coverages will change. But that was nice. It was a good ball. Great route by Robinson. Getting to the sideline really worked the defender. Comes up with a nice snag. Looked like he hurt himself at the end of it. But put the Bears in business. Number four.
9:40 to go in the game now. And the Steelers go three wide to the tight end to the right side. Here's pressure coming. Roquan Smith gets to Roethlisberger. And down he goes. On the sack to the 40-yard line, a loss of nine.
The Bears had four sacks on Ben Roethlisberger last night. You heard me yesterday. That was exactly what I wanted. Roquan Smith as a blitzer is a weapon. Sure, they let him run free. But that guy is a menace, and his straight line speed to the quarterback, I wanted to see more of it. I give Sean Desai credit. They did do some stuff. I enjoyed also the TE twist that they did where Akeem Hicks came like he was shot out of a cannon and he almost got there. And it was terrifying because Akeem Hicks is such a big dude and he was running full speed, hurt groin and all. I thought that they did some creative stuff. And Eddie Goldman, yo. Eddie Goldman was giving our guy Kendrick Green the Anita Baker treatment. Sweet love.
It was tough to see, but I was into it.
Yo, we've been waiting for Eddie Goldman to come back and join the party. He came back and joined the party in a big way. And I like me some Kendrick Green. I actually called his state championship game. So I've been following this guy for a while, and I think that the Steelers have something. But Eddie Goldman, sweet love yesterday. Anita Baker was in the house. They were pushing that line of scrimmage back and back and back. You know how many – I know it feels worse than this because the Bears lost. You know what Najee Harris averaged per carry yesterday?
I'm going to guess 3.5.
2.8.
Ooh.
The Steelers as a team, Herbie, averaged 3.3 yards per carry. And you know why? Sweet love. Right there in the middle of the line from Eddie Goldman. Blitz Roquan Smith more. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Number three.
Field snap, gonna throw, taps the ball, going deep, open man, down the field, Marquise got it out of bounds inside the 15-yard line of Pittsburgh.
Thank God he hung on to it, because I thought for sure they were going to overturn it. And the way that he ends up corralling it with the ball on the outside of his left wrist is kind of amazing. But you got to see Justin Fields be like, hey, let's go downtown. Let's go make a big play. And that's what you brought Goodwin in here for. He's supposed to be the guy that has the crazy Olympic sprinter speed that's going to make defenses uncomfortable and should be able to occasionally get behind a defense. And he did on that play. Four targets for him, only one catch. But the one catch was huge. It was 50 yards. And this is a weird thing to say, but aesthetically, Justin Fields throwing the ball downfield is pleasing because he's got arm strength. Like the windup is pleasing. Number two.
Montgomery again to the Wildcat. This time he gives to Mooney. Left at the 10, to the 5, into the end zone for the touchdown.
Okay, I have to admit, I didn't like how much Wildcat that the Bears were using yesterday. I was waiting for Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Anderson to pop up and show up in the game. It did feel like at points in the game, it was like, let's run that 2008 Dolphins playbook. On that play, it worked. David Montgomery's a really good Wildcat quarterback. I think Darnell Mooney needs a little bit more work on riding the mesh because you could see him almost get like thrown off on that play. But why not take one of your faster guys and race the Steelers to the boundary? I thought it was a really good play, and even though I hope here's my issue with the Wildcat, just so you understand where I'm coming from. You have Justin Fields on your team and David Montgomery, so you could just do read stuff with them instead of doing read stuff with Ryan Nall. That's all I'm saying, is that you can work some of these same plays with guys that are already out there and actually still having the threat of throwing the ball. I'm sure that that's something that they're building in now, that now that David Montgomery has been seen on the field running some of this stuff, you put in a throw for David Montgomery at some point. That's usually how things like this work. But I was getting upset that it looked like, oh, well, let's do that Dolphins thing. No, man. You should always have Justin Fields being a part of the play offensively. But it worked in that scenario, and I give them credit. That's a good play call. It's a way to use Darnell Mooney in a way that you haven't really used him. They got him to the boundary, and he scores a touchdown. Speaking of which, number one.
Snap to Fields. Under pressure, leaving the pocket. Tuck's going to fire into the end zone. Catch is made. Left corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Darnell Mooney, touchdown Bears.
That play, both ends of it, were incredible. You have Justin Fields rolling to his left. He's become really good at turning, squaring his shoulders to make a throw. That throw looked easy. It's not. The catch was fantastic too. High pointing the ball, knowing that you're probably going to take a hit from the defender, catching it with your hands, which makes it, you know, more likely that you're going to not catch it once you get the contact. That's a great play all the way around. The beauty of last night, if last week's game against San Francisco, if you didn't give it credit because San Francisco's not very good and Justin Fields spent a big portion of the game running last week, and he only threw for 175 yards. If you were dismissive of that last week, he showed you all the passing stuff in this game. You want to dart over the middle against his own look? I can do that. You want me to go down the sidelines for 50 yards? I can do that. You want me to throw on the run? I can do that. You want me to bait a defender? I can do that. You want me to throw a ball that has touch on the sideline? I can do that. You can put together a combine-esque highlight reel of the throws that Justin Fields made in last night's game. But the beauty was they were against real competition on the road on Monday Night Football. It's why you should be excited, because now you're talking about two performances back-to-back where the quarterback looks like he is gaining confidence and wherewithal inside of this offense. I'm going to talk with Cam Ellis about that. And Cam wrote a piece today on 670thescore.com. He's seen enough of Matt Nagy. He will explain to you why next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.